What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
One of the great coaches in America, and still going strong, and that is, of course, Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, great. I hope that you're okay.
I'm doing fine, thank you. Everybody's good. Everything's good. So, and you're doing well. The team's doing great, as a matter of fact. You got a very good team this year again.
Yeah, you know what we have, Mike? We have one of the best players in America, Grayson Allen, who's our only senior and only guy coming back who played significant minutes last year, and then we start four freshmen, but they're really talented freshmen, and they're very mature physically. They're getting mature otherwise, but you know, body wise they're very good athletes, and you know, that doesn't usually happen for freshmen, and we got four of them who, you know, who can, yeah, they look like they're older.
How about Bagley, Mike? I mean, I gather this is a very unique player, right? I mean, this is a very rare freshman and a rare talent at 6'11", right?
You know, rare talent, I think, is the best way to put it, because you don't want to position him. You know, he's 6'11", 235, and he can handle, he can shoot, he runs as well as just about any of the pro players I coach for the U.S. team, and he has a great motor, Mike. He great attitude. He wants to learn. He could be on any pro team right now and be a significant player for a pro team.
You know, you have a 3 years doing the other stuff with the Olympic team and everything else. You have a special relationship with LeBron. Do you see a little of the versatility and size that LeBron brings with him?
Yeah, not, you know, where LeBron, you know, I do think he is going to be of that ilk, you know, whether, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as LeBron.
Sure.
But he's in this, he'll, when he matures, he can be in the same room as a lot of those guys, the Durants, and I think he's going to be one of the players, because one of the things that always impressed me about LeBron is how fast he runs. Yeah, I say he eats up the court. Marvin Bagley eats up the court. He can really run. He runs as well as any of the NBA guys that I've coached, and he's tough. He wants to learn, and he has a quick second and third jump, an uncanny second and third jump. He's a treasure for me.
I know. I've heard you talk about him, and I was amazed at how you talk. You know, you don't usually throw those kind of compliments around with a freshman. I mean, to hear you talk about him and his versatility and some of the things he can do, very, very special. And already your team has shown that with some of the games that I've seen you play already. Your team has a cohesiveness that it shouldn't have this early in the season.
It does, especially in tough moments. You know, like an end of game, we've been down, and they've shown a great will to win, and we, you know, up to now we put up a lot of points. It's crazy. We've been kind of perimeter oriented for the last couple of years,
yep.
And now we're getting the ball inside. We're, you know, we rebound like crazy. We're just, although, you know, the last couple of games we shot well from three, but we're just a fair 3-point shooting team. But we can manufacture points, and so we've had to, which is fine. We have to change what we do and to suit our personnel. But that's one of the things I like, you know, about coaching every year. You personalize the group that you have.
As you do, as you always talk about the journey. We're talking with Mike Krzyzewski, the great Duke coach. You know, I want to talk about you for a second, which I know you don't like to do, but part of your greatness is the ability you've had to modernize in terms of the game, in terms of how you bring the game to the kids, without losing some of the values you've taken with you from all the way back with Army. That's a fine line you walk there with that.
Well, I think that's what makes it interesting. Instead of trying to always run the same system, you know, you have to adapt to, you know, the personnel that you have, also who you're teaching. You know, I don't get veteran teams now. I get young teams. How much can you teach them? And I was helped so much by coaching the U.S. team for 11 years because every day you had to adapt a little bit and in a good way. But you learned to use the talents that are on your team. Obviously, with the U.S. team, they're immense talents and they're men. But with the younger team, the talent is there, and not to put a ceiling on the talent, but to try to give it enough freedom so it can keep getting better. And we'll continue to adjust our team as we move along. And a huge thing for us has been we haven't been hurt. Like last year, we were hurt all the time. You know, somebody was in a boot or two guys were in a boot all season. This year, you know, we've not had anybody injured, and so we had more of a continuity, a consistent group where we can, you know, we can see progress.
Yeah, but it's interesting, Mike, that you've been able to still get the top players because you've made the game attractive to them with the style that you play, and you haven't stayed, hey, I'm going to play the way I did 20 years ago or 25 years ago or the way I learned with Coach Knight or whatever, and you've allowed it to modernize and still be attractive to these kids now who want to play a different style of game. I mean, that says a lot about you being able to adapt that way.
Well, thank you. I you know, some of it is and not to be stubborn, and sometimes another S comes in. If you're stubborn, yep, you end up being stupid, you know. And out of necessity, you know, these, you know, like, what's best for the group that you're in right now, that you have right now, I should say. And, you know, I'm 70 now, and so this is my 43rd year of coaching, this is the exciting part of it. It's what I've enjoyed, the constant, really, change and adaptations that you have to make to the game. And it keeps it really interesting. And the kids grow. You know, we've had a lot of success in putting kids in the pros. And I think they get better this way. And kids see that. And, you know,
I think it's true. I think what you do and what Belichick does, and I compare you guys a lot, I think you guys are a lot alike in a lot of ways, but I think you're both able to make it about that team, and you're able to be interested in what that team is going to do and how it's going to grow. I mean, your team is going to be different now than it will be in March, but that you're not going to be steeped in what you did 20 years ago or resting on your laurels. You're more interested in about what this team is going to do this year.
Yeah, well, and I think it goes along with being in the now, instead of being in the past or in the future, like, you know, just to have total emphasis on now. You know, what does now mean? And then a week from now, what does now mean? And what changes do you need to make? We play our first conference game Saturday up at Boston College, and then this is a huge academic time. We're in exams after that. And it gives then us a chance to evaluate the first 12 games and make adjustments, like how do Grayson Allen and Marvin work? You know, what about Wendell Carter? You know, how is the bench, you know, coming along, and what do we add or delete from our offense, and how we're doing things defensively on ball screens and DHOs? And we'll take a real close look at ourselves after these 12 games, and then when we come back from exams, make some adjustments.
Are you deep enough to challenge your first unit in practice? Do you have enough guys to do that?
Yeah, you know, we do much better than we've had because we're all healthy. You know, Bolden is a 7-foot center. Delaurier, 6'8". You know, he can play perimeter and inside. And we do have a backup point guard and some good young wing players, so you can put out a decent team. Actually, one of our players on the bench is David Robinson's son, Justin, who is a redshirt sophomore, and he's done, you know, he's done a good job for us. So we do have talent that can that can go against somebody. That's a great point, because
otherwise, how do you get them better? Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't get better by just playing against walk-ons, and so our second and third part of, you know, the guys on the bench who don't get a lot of playing time are good enough to, one, they're getting better, but they're good enough to challenge these guys. And so it's been a good group. I like my group, and you know, we got a chance to, you know, keep getting better. I just hope we stay healthy.
We're talking with Coach K, and I know you're up against practice, but I want to ask you this one thing, and I'm not asking you to be preachy or anything, but you've always done it the right way. And college basketball is being challenged right now. You're one of the guys people look to as the voice. Will this be a seismic? Will this cause seismic change? What's going on with these investigations now in college basketball? Will it cause some major changes, or will it just go by the wayside?
No, you know what? I think it's almost two separate issues, Mike. I think there's whatever is happening with the FBI investigations and the charges and all that. Look, that's not a good thing, and that's not a good thing in any walk of our, in any part of our society, but it can happen anywhere. I think what it's going to do, and it's an opportunity because we have a commission looking at the game right now, it's not just to correct that, it's to correct the game. And that's the, to me, it's an amazing opportunity for us to get up to date. The college game is behind what the NBA is doing, what AAU shoe companies and everyone else is doing. We need to modernize our game and give it leadership and foresight, and, you know, which it doesn't have. It's a reaction. The college game is so reactionary and out of date in its rules and interpretations of what the kids should be doing and what we can do for the kids. And I really believe this is an incredible opportunity, and they have to work with the NBA. Adam Silver has been fantastic about, you know, listening and about one and done and right, other things, and also with the shoe companies and, you know, what they do before we ever get a kid, you know. And
well,
and
the travel in the AAU has changed everything.
It's the last 5 years, the amount of money put in grassroots by Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas is unbelievable. But it's good. It's not bad. It's good because it gives thousands of kids opportunities to play and travel. And just because there have been a few things that have been wrong doesn't mean that that whole thing is wrong. But what happens is the kids that we recruit today come from an entirely different environment in the last 3 to 5 years than they did before, as far as what's been given to them, how their families have been treated. Nothing illegal. It's all legal. But once they get into our bureaucratic system, we can't do some of these things. So to look at amateurism, our agents involved earlier, the one and done, all these things should be put on the table, and it shouldn't just be, you know, what about this so-called cheating that occurred? But use that as an impetus to look at the entire game, and that's what I'm hoping the commission will do.
Listen, I know you have to go to practice. Thanks for jumping on board. I appreciate it. Enjoy watching your team. Good luck this season. Maybe I'll see you along the way, but thank you very much for coming on.
And Michael, hey, and I'm one of the, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people who've loved listening to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you for your commitment to your work, because no one's done it better.
Thank you, Coach, very much. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Mike Krzyzewski, the Duke head coach, back after this.